Imagine spending 40 years and $1 billion on a gamble, a scientific gamble. That's what one government agency did, thanks in large part to a staffer there who saw a chance to cultivate some stunning research. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, it was a huge risk, and it's paying off big time.
Richard Isaacson and I are wearing the same socks, black with gold toes. I know this because our shoes are off so we can walk around on one of his fabulous antique carpets. He likes ones with geometric designs. Collecting textiles from Central Asia is what he does now, but he used to do physics.
Since modern physics is highly geometrical, it's not all that different, except that physicists work in somewhere between 4 or 10 dimensions usually. So for a retirement career, working in 2 dimensions is a piece of cake.
He unrolls a red carpet made by an Uzbek tribe in the mid-19th century. He thinks the forgotten weavers who made this were 100 years ahead of famous modern art celebrities.
They were anonymous women, and they were completely ignored, but they were doing beautiful things.
The reason I'm here is that Isaacson is also kind of anonymous, and he also did a lot of painstaking work that resulted in something beautiful. It all started back in the 1960s when he was a PhD student. He got interested in a prediction made by Albert Einstein. Einstein said, anytime two massive objects crash together, shockwaves should move through the very fabric of the universe. These gravitational waves are like the ripples you see in water when you toss in a pebble.
For my thesis, I showed how gravitational waves behave like other kinds of waves, like light and radar and X-rays.
Now, Einstein thought that gravitational waves would most likely never be detected. They're just too tiny. Isaacson was more optimistic.
So I imagined that sometime in my career, we would see it.
He was right. The first detection was made just a few years ago. This has opened up a whole new way to find and study some of the most powerful extreme events in the universe. It was such a huge deal that the work almost immediately got a Nobel Prize. Ray Weiss is a physicist at MIT, one of the 3 people who won the prize. He says lots of people helped pull off this historic feat.
Why should I have a Nobel Prize when there were at least 20 other people who have had equivalent input into this thing, too?
Still, he thinks one person does deserve special recognition. He thinks it's Rich Isaacson.
Rich was in a singular place, fighting on a singular war that nobody else could have fought. I think he's the hero. You know, he is a singular hero. We just don't have a good way of recognizing people like that.
He says in the early 1970s, Isaacson was working at the National Science Foundation, and Weiss wanted this fledgling agency to fund a kind of crazy idea. Weiss thought it could be possible to detect gravitational waves using lasers. Lasers could, in theory, measure very, very small distortions in space, like changes that were 1/1000th of the width of an atomic nucleus.
Most people said, holy mackerel, that he must be nuts. You can't do that.
The technology was just too hard. Plus, no one even knew what in the universe could spew out gravitational waves strong enough to be measured like that.
With those 2 things, you would have normally, if that was now the situation in the NSF, that proposal would have been dead on arrival. But it wasn't that way with Rich.
Because Rich Isaacson had previously studied gravitational waves, he saw the potential. So Weiss says Isaacson personally shepherded this research for almost 30 years. It became the biggest project the National Science Foundation had ever funded.
He sat in the NSF and single-handedly, convinced everybody in the NSF this was the right thing for the NSF to support, and the science was going to be spectacular if it should succeed. And he made the argument stick.
He made it stick through prototype tests and expert review panels and feasibility studies and management nightmares. Isaacson says lots of people thought it was crazy to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to build giant detectors that might never detect anything.
There's always a danger that the project can get stopped. And like all of the big projects in science, it's a roller coaster ride.
Officially, Isaacson never worked on this more than half time. In reality, it was all consuming. The long work days took a toll. At one point, his blood pressure went sky high and his doctor became alarmed. Isaacson told me he felt lucky to have been in a position to help change history.
But history demands you pay a price for that privilege. You know, in terms of all the stress and agony and lifestyles, you know, family events. And if you're willing to pay the price, okay, then you've got this chance and you can go ahead and maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
In 2002, Isaacson retired. That was also the year the agency started searching with its brand new laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory. Two massive detectors, one in Washington State and one in Louisiana. Each has lasers that travel down pipes 2.5 miles long. As Isaacson focused on his beloved textiles, these detectors hunted for gravitational waves and found nothing for years. Scientists stuck with it. They improved the detector's instruments. And in 2015, Isaacson traveled to Maine for a vacation getaway with Weiss and another colleague, who opened up a laptop to reveal measurements that were made just a couple days before. The first ever detection of gravitational waves from two black holes that collided over 1 billion light years away.
It was absolutely clear that this fantastic thing had just happened.
Did you feel, like, different in any way?
Well, a little warm glow, yeah. And I guess now that I'm a few years away from it, I'm beginning to feel it more.
I asked him what he thinks the chances are that a project like this could happen today.
Zero. We live in a very different time. Nobody can, I think, take such large-scale, high-risk, long-term research.
Just last month, researchers started up the massive detectors after another major hardware upgrade. They've already detected at least 5 more gravitational wave events. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.